540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A new federal lawsuit says Waukesha County and their top jail officials are to blame for the in-custody death of 41-year-old Randy Glenn. The Journal Sentinel reports his family is arguing in the suit that Glenn's health declined after he reportedly swallowed bags of cocaine during booking in January of 2023. They say, however, staff still kept him in a cell instead of sending him to the hospital. The filing says that decision violated federal law. Milwaukee bus fares go up tomorrow. A single ride will cost $2.75 instead of $2. County Executive David Crawley says it's all part of a broader plan to stabilize the finances of MCTS and to keep vital routes running. The county will use nearly $15 million in federal and local funds to avoid major cuts. Those ringing in the new year in Milwaukee County can do so safely and responsibly thanks to a major beer maker. Molson Coors is partnering with the Milwaukee County Transit System to provide free rides for those partying it up for the holiday tonight. The rides will be offered from 8 tonight until the end of service early tomorrow morning when the calendar turns to 2026. Molson Coors has been offering the free rides program for 37 years across the United States and is approaching 10 million free rides offered since. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Starting tomorrow, Milwaukee plans to crack down on drivers who ignore parking tickets. The city says more than 28,000 vehicles could be towed under a new rule targeting repeat offenders. Drivers who got warning letters must either pay their fines or set up a court-approved payment plan. And three separate countdowns will light up the Hone Bridge tonight. One is a New Year's Eve countdown for kids at 7, one's for New York's New Year at 11, and a final one at midnight for Milwaukee. The brief events each include a 10-second countdown and a colorful light show. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Badgers beat the Panthers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, men's college basketball, Wisconsin over Milwaukee, 80-60 at the Kohl Center. The Badgers' Greg Gard thanked the Panthers head coach, Bart Lundy, for adjusting their schedule.
Bart's got a good team. I think they're going to do very well in their league, and to be able to fit this game in with their league playing games here between the holidays. And so it's a credit to them to still want to play the game. And now, obviously, we wrap up the non-conference and head into league play starting Saturday night and get ready for games coming next year.
Wisconsin hosts Purdue Saturday, 7 p.m. NBA, it's the Bucks and the Wizards tonight at Fiserv Forum. Milwaukee looking for their third win in a row. NFL, the Packers making roster changes. Defensive tackle Jordan Riley and defensive back Kamal Hayden placed on season-ending IR after their injuries against the Ravens. Safety Zane Anderson recovering from an ankle injury, so they promoted two defensive backs from the practice squad for Sunday's game in Minnesota. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be cloudy with some light snow today. We could get an inch or less of accumulation by the time it winds down. High today, 25 by midday, falling into the mid-teens by late afternoon. Tonight, clear, 6 above. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 18. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.